And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 21st of May, 2025. May 21st is National Eat More Fruits and Vegetables Day. We know humans used to forage for nuts and fruits as far back as a million years ago. The understanding that we could cultivate plant growth was perhaps one of the greatest discoveries of the ancient world. Most scholars agree that proper cultivation started around 30,000 years ago in the Middle East. Initially, farming was a concept associated with grains and cereals. However, the practice soon expanded to include fruits and vegetables as well. Around 5,000 BC, the bartering trade system in China added fruits and vegetables to the trade list. There are records of Romans using greenhouses to cultivate vegetables and fruits. The vegetables and fruits available today are different from their ancient counterparts. Selective breeding for nutrition and edible quantity changed the shape, color, and even the taste of fruits and vegetables. A diet rich in fruits and vegetables gives the body essential vitamins, minerals, and dietary fibers. It can help prevent health conditions like diabetes, obesity, heart attack, and stroke. It can also help reduce blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and digestive issues, and even prevent some forms of cancer. But today, fruits and vegetables are often not consumed, as fast and processed foods loaded with meat and dairy have become ubiquitous. This change contributes to the obesity crisis and the formation of deadly lifestyle diseases. Meat production negatively affects our environment. It is a demanding process that requires a lot of water and food. The byproducts can add to greenhouse gas emissions and thus to global warming. The same amount of investment in plant cultivation yields better output and reduces carbon emissions. The publication of Being Animal, Beasts and the Boundaries in Nature Ethics by Anna Peterson was on this day in 2013. Anna Peterson builds a nature ethic that conceives of non-human animals as active subjects who are simultaneously parts of both nature and human society. Peterson explores the tensions between humans and animals, nature and culture, animals and nature, and domesticity and wildness. She uses our intimate connections with companion animals to examine nature more broadly. Companion animals are liminal creatures straddling the boundary between human society and wilderness, revealing much about the relationships binding humans and nature together. Through her paradigm-shifting reflections, Peterson disrupts the artificial boundaries between two seemingly distinct categories, underscoring their fluid and continuous character. Anna Peterson received her PhD from the University of Chicago Divinity School. She is professor in the Department of Religion at the University of Florida. And the publication of More Than Human Rights, Law, Thought, and Narrative for Earthly Flourishing, edited by Cesar Rodriguez Garavito, was on this day in 2024. More Than Human Rights includes contributions from leading lawyers, scientists, philosophers, and writers from around the world who participated in the inaugural gathering of the More Than Human Rights Project. Among the questions guiding the book are, what theoretical and legal approaches can solidify the foundations of the rights of nature? How do findings from the natural sciences, indigenous knowledge, and other fields shed new light on the idea of the rights of nature? What types of non-human entities should be protected? What types of rights should they be recognized as holding? What are the lessons from existing legislation, constitutional provisions, and lawsuits that embrace this notion? More broadly, how can we conceive of human rights without human supremacism? And here's a passage from Jack London's The Call of the Wild. Sometimes he pursued the call into the forest, looking for it as though it were a tangible thing, barking softly or defiantly. Irresistible impulses seized him. He would be lying in camp, dozing lazily in the heat of the day, when suddenly his head would lift and his ears cock up, intent and listening, and he would spring on his feet and dash away and on for hours through the forest aisles. an excerpt from The Call of the Wild by Jack London. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that all creatures are connected.